awesome time that I have with you right now. Moments with Mom and Dad that we have every single Monday at 20 past 10. Powerful woman of God.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
She has a heart to bring the love of God to the world and take people directly to the throne of God. This show is all about the moments that we can receive the pearls of wisdom that we need in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh my gosh, this is like a treasure trove of information. Welcome to this week's Moments with Mama Daph, where we have Pastor Daphne Montgomery here with us on air. And it is so great to have her with us every single week. It's such a blessing where we can receive these pearls of wisdom from the Holy Spirit to really help us in these areas of our relationship or in our relationship with God or other people. And we've been speaking about a series called Boundaries. And this series can be like quite challenging for me because I take a look at my own relationships and see, man, I can really improve on making sure that we are all safe in this relationship, that we're all acting in love. And that's what's so important about boundaries. And we've been discussing boundaries, expectations, agreements. It's just been tremendous. But one thing that came up last week that we definitely wanted to touch on is how can we sit down and actually have these hard conversations with people and say, wait, we need to set up these boundaries. How can we do it? So Pastor Daphne, welcome through to the show again.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes it feels like there's this mountain of an issue in front of me that I want to speak to someone about. How can I actually create boundaries around that issue? And how do I do it in a godly way?
Well, first of all, it always starts with love. And you just remember that the other person, you love them and you care about them. And then that helps to position the heart. And then you remember God told you in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And then he tells us in another place in the Bible that no matter what, he says, don't worry about what you will say, for in that very hour, I will give you the words to say. And it will not be you speaking, but the Holy Spirit speaking through you. So you position yourself with God first, and you tell him, I surrender. You ask him to forgive you for whatever you've done on your side, and you clean your side up first. Mm-hmm. Then you can have an open, honest, and transparent conversation. And out of that godly place, that's where you can set healthy boundaries. So healthy boundaries is really important, and it makes you more courageous to talk about because you realize I'm not setting strict boundaries and I'm not having lax boundaries. I'm setting healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries help you means that you value your own opinions. You don't compromise your values for others. You share personal information in an appropriate way. You don't over or undershare. You know your personal wants and needs, and you can communicate those. And you're accepting when others say no to you without fear of rejection. So you're able to stand in a place where you're not having expectations, but you're saying, hey, these are healthy boundaries that's going to keep us healthy. Let's talk about these things. And that is what's going to change everything. If you have too lax of boundaries and you overshare your personal information, you have difficulty saying no to the requests of others, you're over-involved with other people's problems, you're dependent on the opinions of others, you're accepting of abuse or disrespect, and you fear rejection if you don't comply. And that just makes for a toxic relationship. Or if your boundaries are too strict, then it avoids intimacy and close relationships. It's unlikely to ask for help, and it has only a few close relationships. And it's very protective of personal information. So how can you ever come into agreement? And you can seem detached, even with romantic partners, and it keeps others at a distance to avoid the possibility of rejection. So you don't want those strict boundaries because people can't connect to you. You don't want lax boundaries because then you're just oversharing and it becomes codependent and toxic and unhealthy. You want those healthy boundaries. And that way, you know the person you're relationship with, and they know you. They know what exactly is required in the relationship. They know where they stand with you. There's no questioning like, oh man, what are they thinking about me right now? Do they still love me? Did I get on their nerves? Oh my gosh, did I make them upset? Like, you know, and you can have more confidence. And once you have more confidence in the relationship, then you're able to have more courage and be bold to talk about even deeper, harder situations.
Wow. Wow. I'm thinking about these two major things that really stood out to me. First of all, to make sure that your side of the relationship is good. You said you look at yourself first, you know, make sure that like you're in alignment with God and the way that you're speaking is actually from a place that is being, has the wisdom of God, being filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking from that. And that was very, very good.
Perfect. Second, I remember when I was younger, my dad told me, keep your side clean. Just always keep your side clean.
Amen. That's great wisdom. But I want to ask the second part of this that really stood out to me was fear of rejection. How can those of us that have been hurt in the past and have like this offense or have this, we don't want to get hurt again, you know? So how can we step past this fear of rejection in our relationships to actually make sure like, okay, I want this relationship. I want to be open and vulnerable, but that fear of rejection, it keeps us from doing that. So how can we deal with that to make sure that we can communicate?
That is actually a perfect question for next week so that we can really get into that, because that's important to understand.
Amen.
Do you want to talk about that next week?
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Because I'm interested. You've got me hooked already. So if you want to join us next week, please do, because I need this kind of wisdom in my life to see how I can deal with things that have happened in the past, let it go so I can step forward and move in the blessing of love that Jesus actually came to give me. So Pastor Daphne, thank you so much for this time that you've spent with us. If you're looking for these moments with Mama Daph so you can re-listen, spend the time to meditate on, then go to our site at www.impactradio.co.za and you can catch it there. Moments with Mama Daph here right on Being Real on Impact 103. So God bless you and thank you for tuning in.